to say they will buy for your presence before you. I pray that I have the strength to speak the word of God. As long as you get the strength up, the Lord knows it before they. I can't, but I can't. Said somebody else to it. I sit down on the job, but that's the way I could do it. It's simple here and central. Your man and everybody's here this morning. It rained pretty hard when I came to look in, but it stopped how it got here. Good that everybody has come out. How did the Bible turn over? James chapter 1, verse 27. James chapter 1, verse 27. Pure religion and defile before God. And the Father is very simple. Fatherless and widowed and therefore just unspotted from the world. Of course, this is the way we are to live. We live that way unspotted from the world. Doing the things that Christians should do. A lot of times we don't do that. And so one of these days we're going to face the church. We're going to talk about pure religion, and then we're going to talk about the judgment that we're going to face. You know, in the Old Testament, with Cain and Abel, they were told to bring their best offerings. And you know the one that was blessed to God. So to bring things and have no respect. And when everything is offered in that case, from his hands, it was to be the first, actually, the best. As we look at this, we see that we know that God is the one that wants us to be this way. And this is the life that we want to live. The best life that we possibly can. We have the Word of God. We have the instructions if we would just follow it. And over there in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 42, they had suddenly or no man, either to be partakers of unbid things, keep thyself pure. Keep thyself pure. Then in verse 25, likewise also, the good works of some are better than the forehead, and they are otherwise not the head. We have the good works that we do, the world sees us. They know that we're a Christian. If they don't know you're a Christian, then there's something wrong.
No.
The good thing about it, we're just Christians. Because it tells us to sin not, but we also know that it's the same tie together because we sin every day. So we have advocate, the Father. If we're a Christian, we have Jesus Christ and we can go and we can pray. Every day that we can have the gift to say he's talking about the God, the way we live. We need to have a good relationship. Nobody say it. Scripture says that we have changed one of the different ways. Pure religion, undefiled before God. This is the way we should be unspotted from the world. This is the way that God values one's religion. It is getting willing to get in punish for those who are in. Do we also read 1 John 1 and 3 and 17? For whoso hath this world through his disease, his brother hath even shut his up, his bound and compassion for him. How dwells the Son of God in him? In other words, he said, well, I see your need, I say, I'm sorry. And he just shut down what's going on. The true Christian would help from any way he could. follow the widows and the ones in the world, the ones in the church that are in need. We need to keep ourselves occupied for the world. And I will have to admit that it's difficult. Avoid all things questionable. Stay away from things. Because all of us, if we actually did what we should do, as Christians, we'd throw that TV out of the house. And we'll try little people to get that. But if we just take it down for granted. But we would put all these things back. The sneaky deals and all the bad labels would not be the light of the world. We would like to be the light, but we would be the world. We need to be the light to show that our life is pure. You know, we thought we need to have undefiled history. Do the things that Christians do. And you said this a long time ago, but how careful we should be to help others in need. We need to do that. And it's not only talking about, but loving to be somebody to talk to, somebody to come by and visit, somebody to study the Bible with. What we do. Of course, you don't need one of us. You're going to go to the hospital and somebody's come by and started to go to the hospital and you're just laying. And it's pretty bad. But we know that we shouldn't do that. We must do the things that Jesus told us to do. We must do the will of God. Let's look over at Matthew chapter 25, verses 32 and 33. This is the reason we need to be born of God. This is the reason we need to be a Christian. We need to have the good of our sins. And he had washed away the mess. So before the hell shall be given all nations, and he shall separate him one from the other, and instead from the body of the sheep, and the goat. And he hath set the goat on the left. Then shall the sheep say unto him, nevermore is thy hand, come ye blessed of my Father, and bear the sheep of the bird to you. In the process of the world, my old mother was a Jew, and to me I was thirsty, she gave me drink. I was a stranger, she took me in, making me clothe me. I was sick, and she visited me. I was in prison, she came unto me. And the Lord was showing me the Lord, and she gave me drink. So it's always this way, we go back. Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, that as much as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, ye have done it unto one of me." And then we see the church and the ones on the left. And the part of these curses in the everlasting fire, he says, "The devil and the angels." And then he said, "He gave you peace. I was thirsty, he gave you no drink. I was strange, he took the God in, naked and cold and not, naked and prisoned and beat the God." Then shall they also enter and say, "Oh, let us only be offered and thirsty things and sit for your prison. And they're not ministering to you, they're judging you." And to say, "Man, it's going to be in his budget, and it's not. For the reason you did not submit. And you have no way to have a lasting curse with the blessing of eternal life." This is Jesus talking about the day of his coming. The world will be affected. know, you go to a lot of churches, this one will know. A lot of the churches, everybody sits on the right. And they won't be on the right hand of God. I can't get down over the hill. Make it spread out the most of the shit out. And we have to go through that. So we know that it's going to happen. Keep on the right hand and it goes on the left. And of course, we all want to hear it said. I said, I'm saying it is going to happen. Of course, they don't know where they heard this. They tried to plead their case. And they told them, I'll never do it. To put place on the left, what are we going to say? What are we going to say to Jesus and to God who puts us on that other side? I'm sure we'd plead our case, we'd make all kinds of excuses. We'd say, Lord, Lord, I don't want to go to hell, but it's too late. Yeah, I'm sure if you look at it, you'll see something and say, well, I don't believe up the wrong on the left because I didn't know how to believe. So we know if we look at the world, there's 350 bodies in the world. They all say they're right. This excuse will not get us by because we have the Word of God to give us. Everything that first returns to life is God. We have the Word. We study it. We're not going to be one of those that is left for truth. John said that the truth will set us free. So we have what we need. And of course, Christ says, I am the way. If we just turn to God's Word, we will know. We'll know who to follow. We'll know what to follow. And we'll know what to do to seek God. We'll know to become a Christian. But you know, a lot of people can say, no, they say, well, you've come too early. I always intended to do this, I intended to do that. But you know, it's just, I just didn't get around to it. I'm just busy with my job and everything that I have, school and everything. I just stopped ready. You know, some people are so wrapped up in sin and they never will be ready. Because they'll never turn from that thing called the world. They say, if I ever find a time, and then it was one to be, you know, too early, too early. It's not the Lord that's too early. Is that these people are too late. We read over in Revelation 20:12, we are told that the books are open and another book. We believe this to be the books of the Bible and also the record. We say, you know what? Here's our name, my name has been blotted out. We're lost. Think about it. Being on the left and having these conversations with God. And we're looking at our life and we're seeing the things we've done wrong and we have never asked forgiveness. That old judge said to the soul on the left, hearing the sin has been on record for a long time. And nothing's ever been done about it. This is not going to work. You know, we think, well, I did that way back then. It's nothing to you. you can all be. You know, time is a great healer of the body in a lot of ways. But time doesn't get rid of sin. Time doesn't get rid of the things you've done wrong. God is the only one that can get rid of sin. Man cannot hide or cover sin. You need this time. We try to hide it. The world may not know, it may be pitch dark, they may not know, but God knows. We can't hide it, we can't cover it. Of course, a lot of times, we're all guilty of this. We go, oh, that was just a small thing. And it just didn't count. Or it just didn't count, it was just a little small sin. That's just like telling a lie, and that's a little white lie. You don't fast, steal, and kill, that's a big sin. You say that you tell a little white lie or curses. That's a small sin. But it doesn't count, it does count. It's time to see that God doesn't grace the end of what we do. We pray this to bear to each other and not to God to the work. We say, well, I'm better than that one. Well, I have done what he did. So what have you done? How good are you? The inner wall sins are black and they can be. There's no such thing as a white sin. Sin is not a small sin that is added to a Christian. It's a sin that is small and double. You know, the rich young ruler gave to Jesus a part of trying to throw a line. Jesus said, if we ever keep the commandments, he said, ain't always kept to me. And he asked the question one last time, yes. But Jesus said, what there thou lackest, we must remember that one unforgiven sin is one too many to please the Lord. That's what we've got to realize. And unforgiven sin. God's not pleased. You know, we live in our scripture, we don't know what all the people are over there. But you can be sure you want to do something safe. Because there's no constraint involved in having the church. They pray to everybody, but they don't think about God. You know, we need to think about that. What will the Lord say to you? Not your wife, not your brother, not your sister, not your husband, but to you. That's the one we have to hear. That's the one we need to listen to. And those. What I just want you to do. You can't blame anybody. It's not their fault. It's not their fault we haven't studied the Word of God. It's not their fault that we have not repented of our sins to become Christian. We want to follow the world a lot of times. We don't need to do that. We need to look to the Word. Of course, a lot of people say, well, you just come out here and say, I'm sorry. Or you can stand and you see, it's too crowded to stand and you see, just say, I'm sorry, Lord. No, it's not what the Word of God says. You can get it and be baptized in water, you can forgive your sins. That's the only way. That's the only way we'll ever get rid of those sins that we have in our life. And we pray every day. does what we pray it up. But the Word of God says, pray without ceasing. We need to pray in the morning and evening. When we go to bed, thank you that the Lord's children and the Lord's according to pray that they'll be with us. And the first thing with Him. Forgiveness, and you will accept that forgiveness, and you will forgive us, and we start again, and then